Cetiere.
Allow me in the beginning to say that integration is a necessary requirement for the host society, but this requirement couldn't be achieved without the presence of effective tools, solidarity, communication, and understanding. I will share with you a personal story here. I am a Palestinian refugee, was born and raised in Syria, received my academic education there as a physiotherapist. I dream about being a health person my whole life. I had like a house, a family, everything here. But due to the conflict in Syria, I had to flee. And my first asylum station was Greece at February 2016. In that journey, I could describe it like emotionally, physically consuming. But at the same period in Greece, I was able to be a participant in the qualification passport for refugee and was the first who obtained this document. As a main goal for this initiative, to support refugee with a higher education, there were more incomes for me. I was in very, very like difficult period, if we could describe it that way. And the incomes were empowering integration at the moment and maybe engaging and mental support. In fact, it was a door opener. I was trans to Norway through relocation program at May 2017. And it was a door opener for me in Norway by the qualification passport allow me to recognize my education in a fast way. It's a process that takes like a couple years sometimes for a few refugees, but it was for me like a quick process. And through that process, I was able to pursue my study in international public health in the University of Oslo and achieve my first job in NGO and my another job also in the Empowerment Center for Women. Much has happened, and it was a result for a choice made by a host country to provide opportunities for all and consider everyone to be accessible to the education. Because of that, educational institution in Norway has considered refugee as a contributing component for interculture. Giving a refugee an equal opportunity is a fair tool, a door opener, and a real key for a decent interactive life. Thank you, everyone, and thank you for the initiative of the qualification passport for refugees.